and Sue. Hello and greetings to each and every one of you, and welcome to another segment of our new team, View of the Kingdom, out of Pine Bluff, Arkansas, on Let's Do It Radio. The topic these four women of God are bringing to this worldwide listening audience, which is one we can't get enough of, is entitled The Prayer of Praying Women. Today is Thursday, May 5th, 2022, and I am Miss Inez, your hostess of the evening, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Alco Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide. Call into the show at 845-241-9985 to join in the conversation. Prayer is so powerful and much needed in times like these. But introductions first of this evening's guest panel are Miss Stephanie Jordan. She teaches our baby girls, teenagers, young ladies, and adult women God's blueprint of the ideal woman. And of course, we can't go on without our wonderful clapping and applause for each and every woman. And next we have Prophetess Mae Carroll. She is a dream interpreter, counselor, healer, and mouthpiece for Jesus Christ. She has ministered all over the world. Her accolades include Overseer of Women of Fire Intercessory Prayer. Yes, give her a hand. And our next panelist is Shawana Williams. She's a renowned published author, playwright, poet, and an intercessory prayer warrior. Her motto is, if it ain't about Jesus, it ain't about nothing. And last but surely not least, Miss Sheila Owens Brown loves her God-appointed career, which is a ministry and a passion of helping women who have been bruised and hurt by life's interruptions. Let's give her a round of applause as well. And after a word of powerful prayer, these powerful women of God will begin the discussion. Stephanie, it's in your hands. Go ahead, please.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Heavenly Father,
yes.
In the name of Jesus, oh God, we
yes,
come before
yes.
you as our Lord, as our Father, as our Lord, as our keeper, protector, our everything. Father God, on this day, Lord God, we ask, Lord, that you would be with us. Lord God, that you would get the glory out of this. Lord God, that your word will go forth and lives will be changed. Lord God, mindsets will be transformed.
Yes, yes.
To keep the mind. Lord God, we thank you for this opportunity, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that all good and perfect gifts come from above, and we just, Lord God,
yes,
want to use everything
yes.
that you have given us so that your word will be spread across the world. We thank you so much
thank
for this opportunity. We ask you to bless the listeners, Lord God, that they have an ear to
thank
hear
you.
What the Spirit of God is to them. And, Lord God, we be so careful and mindful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and
yes.
all the praise.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise.
Amen.
Yeah. Praise. Our subject today will be the power of praying women. Praise God.
Yes.
The power of praying.
Yes. Yes.
The power. When you think about the power. And we know that the true power comes from the true and living God. True power.
Yes.
We're not talking about power that man thinks he has. But we're talking about the power that only God can give, that God, hallelujah, enlightens his people so that we can have an understanding of what our purpose on this
yes.
earth is. This says of praying, praise God, the power of
yes.
praying. And we know that praying is a communication with the Lord. It is, I mean, we can communicate with God. We communicate with everyone else, and we communicate with God.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
how powerful. Source comes from, you know, just like an electrical socket. You know how you can have an appliance, you can have your phone charger, but if you don't have it connected into the power source, it does nothing. So in order for us, Lord God, in order for us to be what we need to be, we have to have ourselves connected to the power source of the Holy God through His Son Jesus Christ by way of the Holy Ghost. And it says the power. power of praying women. That means we have to have the authority from heaven to communicate with the true and living God as women. Praise God, as women. Women. We already talked about what woman is. And as we come together as women, we're talking about what God's purpose and what God's plan for the power of a praying woman. Now, as many of you all know, reading through the Bible at any given time throughout the years, there's so many examples of power for praying women. I mean, I can go down the list. I just name a few. We have Hagar. Praise. We have Miriam. We have Jochebed. Praise God. We have Rahab, Naomi, Ruth. Praise God. Mary Magdalene. There's so many. I can go on and on. But I know the wonderful ladies of God, they're going to have some things to add. And praise God.
Yeah.
My question would be to all of the listeners, it doesn't have to be a woman. It could be a man. It says, my question would be, are you a praying woman or man? That's the question. Ask yourself, do you talk to God regularly? Not just talk to him, but do you listen to what the Spirit is saying to you after you talk to him? Do you know God's ears are open to praying women? God had an apostle tell me that the other day. Sister, do you know God is listening? Praise God.
Yeah.
And we have to be mindful that God is listening. If you would just talk to him, I once heard the prophet tell me years ago, she said, you talk to, the Lord said, talk to me and I talk to you. Sup with me and I sup with you. God, and that means that you need to come into fellowship. It doesn't have to be on your knees is showing our God reverence, praise God, but it can be while you drive, talking to God.
It can be between
movies, when a commercial is coming on, talk to God. God wants us to talk and incorporate him in every aspect of our lives, praise God.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
if you read the Bible, it demonstrates this known fact and the important role of the plan that God has for the praying woman. We see in society, it is now how mothers raising God-fearing children, how we're working in dangerous jobs to provide for our families. You know, we're doing all this while talking to God, getting instruction. That's the only way we can make it. That's the only way we can do what is pleasing to God as far as the position of a powerful woman. Praise God. But none of these things are outside of the power of prayer. Praise God. It's some may ask, so, you know, you have some people, they may ask, why is a praying woman so important? Oh, glad to ask. It's recorded in the Bible nearly 400 times to pray. Jesus prayed. And if the Father's only begotten Son, if he prayed to the Father, what do we expect? We have to talk to him to get guidance, understanding. I mean, for God to reveal hidden mysteries, we have to talk to him so that he can direct us and where to go and what to do.
Yeah.
Word tells us that we are to acknowledge him in all our ways. You know, some people have issues. About this night. Now, according to his word, he said acknowledge him in all, not half, not part, not sometime, not on weekends, on all Sundays, but he said all the time. It's like when a woman prays, we all know when a woman prays, she calls into the deep and fortified arms of God. That's what penetrates. When I sit back and I thought about one of the ladies, Samuel's mother. Praise God. Samuel's mother, she, I remember when, if you go back and read in 1 Samuel chapter 1, where she talks about she wanted a child. And in 1 and 2, it talks about how she prayed fervently. She prayed fervently. And fervently means when you give it your all, when you pour out to God. I mean, and then you look at Jochebed. I mean, Jochebed, how would you feel if you had your president? You just get some illustration. But you had your president if he declared and made a decree that our babies be put to death, how many people would give in to it or cry, just cry and sit and do nothing? But look at what Joshua did. I'm not going to get into depth of these. These are just examples. And first, the other ladies here on this panel, they'll be able to elaborate a little bit more in depth about the power of praying women. Praise God. The power, hallelujah, of praying women. Praise God. What happens when a woman prays? Believe. You talking to God about? It's actually going to come to pass. Oh, I mean, if a woman knew, I heard my pastor, Pastor Ron, say, if a woman knew the power that she had, people would be in trouble. Praise God. And what we women have to be mindful of is that God has given us the open door to talk to him and let him talk to us. The things that we need, we can talk to him about them. The hurt that we experience, we can cry out to him. See, when you talk to the Lord about things, you know for yourself, you ain't got to worry about it being spread. You ain't got to worry about people looking funny because they want to talk to your business. But when God, the one that not only hears, do something about it, I mean, that's power all in itself. Praise God.
That's right.
I mean, it is so awesome. It's so much that I can elaborate on, but I'm not going to be selfish. I'm going to let somebody jump in there and let us hear what they have to bring to the table about some of these powerful praying women. Praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. When I think about the title that the power of praying women, I look up the word power. I like to give this initial things when I'm going to talk about them. And power, in one definition, is possession of control, authority, or influence over others. A nation that has influence among other nations. And the third one said that the ability to act or produce an effect. And it's in your power to change things. I look back in the book of Proverbs 31, and it is written that the woman is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She prays and speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of illness. Men and women do noble things, but you surpass them all. So as going on, I kept on what I was going to talk about, Hannah, 1 Samuel 1:2-9. And in this, she was married to the man of Cana. And in Cana, he had two wives. And it appears that the younger woman, Hannah, was one of his wives, and she had children. But Hannah had no children. And so when they gather around the supper table and eating and all of that, and they would be drinking their wine, and I'm going to say beer. Hannah was the first woman to pray. Hannah was silent. And after one occasion, Hannah got up after they ate and drank at Shiloh. The priest Eli was sitting on a chair by the doorpost of the Lord's temple. Hannah was deeply hurt. She prayed to the Lord and wept with many tears. Making a vow, she asked the Lord. This is her prayer. She asked the Lord. She pleaded, Lord of armies, if you will take nothing of your, if you will take notice of your servant's affliction. She was all in pain. She was in sorrow. She wanted a child. She had no children. She said, remember and not forget me. And give your servant a son. She said, if you give him to me, Lord, I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and his hair will never be cut. This woman was praying and talking to the Lord while they were sitting there eating and all that. She was so in sorrow. And while she continued praying in the Lord's presence, Eli, although he was drinking his wine or beer or whatever they were drinking, Eli was watching her mouth. And Hannah was praying silently. She was not praying overly loud or anything like that. She was not trying to disturb them. And though her lips were moving, her voice could not be heard. So Hannah was talking to the Lord. And so Eli thought she was drunk. And he said to her, how long are you going to be drunk? Get rid of your wine. And check that out. All of them sitting there drinking. So Hannah replied, no, my Lord, I am a woman with a broken heart. I haven't had any wine, beer. I haven't, nor beer. I've been pouring out my heart before the Lord. She was praying. I can just imagine Hannah praying so deeply, so strong, and just pleading and begging the Lord, Lord, please, bless my wound. I'm barren. And she said, haven't had any wine. And she was pouring out of her, and she said, don't think of me as a wicked woman. I'm not a wicked woman. I'm not a sinful woman. I've been praying from the depth of my anguish and resentment. And the priest Eli told Hannah to go in peace. He took on. Go in peace. And may the God of Israel grant the request you made of him. So may your servant find favor with you. She replied to Eli. And then Hannah went on her way. She ate and no longer looked despondent. So the next morning, Elkanah, her husband, and Hannah got up early to worship before the Lord as they normally do. And then Elkanah was intimate with his wife, Hannah. And the Lord, through her prayers and supplications and thanksgiving, he heard her. And after some time, Hannah conceived and gave birth to a son. We see the power of prayer, the power of prayer, praying, of a praying woman in this lesson. She named him, the moral of the story, she named him Samuel because she said, I requested him from the Lord. I asked him for one thing, and to have a son, to give my husband a son. And the Lord heard her through her anguish, through her pain, through her crying, through her tears, and gave her a son. And we, in this, when we ask God, he said that if we ask, he said that whatever in John 14:13-14, he said, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And you ask me anything in my name, he said, I'll do it. I will do it. So she had to have faith in that moment. She didn't stand up there and continue talking to Eli and giving up her sorrows and her pain and all. She went on. And her husband was intimate with her. And they conceived. But the power of praying women, the purpose of prayer and praying women is to bond, communicate, or a way of communicating with the Holy Spirit and God. We must pray in order to deepen and develop our relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, because prayer is an act of communication with God. And if you need something, if you want something, you need something provided for you, and your needs to be supplied, you have to go in prayer. Everybody don't get things handed to them on a silver platter. Ooh, hallelujah. The power of praying women. When women pray, it's something about it, because women are going to say that they're going to tarry until they get an answer. And so it opens up the inner self to the concept of praying in the Holy Spirit, reverencing God in a way that is a need and necessity to be in right relationship with the Trinity. And that's God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So the power of praying women has access to a whole new world in her life through the life of Jesus Christ. And when you are a part of the kingdom of God, the part of the kingdom, and have a kingdom mindset, and if God said it, so shall he do it. When he created the earth, with the word that it was born and without form, all God had to do was speak to the Spirit, his Spirit, and there it was. He said, let there be, and it was so.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. My God. And you know, and that's what it takes. It takes that. It takes praying, bonding, communicating with the true and living God, the Father, in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And that's what all women,
yes,
not just women, but men need to do. Not run around complaining and fussing, but doing just like she said that Hannah did. Dropped on your knees and petition God, and all, because God, nothing that he can't do.
That is so true.
Right.
There's nothing that God can't do. And see, the prophet elaborated
right
so well on this story. That's one of my favorite stories as far as women in the Bible and praying, because that lets us know that no matter what, if we get down to business with God, he would definitely get down to business with us. So that made it, brought it up so pain and made it so exciting. And so I'm grateful. I thank God for that word, the Father.
Amen.
The power of praying women.
Yes.
It extracts the good of what God has said about prayer. The Lord is near.
Yes.
Don't worry about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, with all understanding, will guard your heart and minds in Christ Jesus. In Mark, I'm reminded of the story of the book of Boy that was had convulsions and the demon spirits within him, and the boy would go out of his control, the spirit would attack him, and from childhood, he said. And so Jesus told them that this kind can, in Mark 9:29, he said, this kind can come out by nothing but prayer. This child cannot be healed, but only through prayer. And so, when you pray and you believe it in your prayer and you believe it that God can do anything impossible, he will perform and accomplish what he sent his word out to do. We have to call on God.
Is.
We have to draw on him in order to get a response. And we have to be kingdom-minded with a kingdom-minded God mindset and a part of the kingdom of God. So the power of praying women seeks to draw resources when praying from the invisible spirit realm into the visible and spiritual. And the more you pray, the better of life changes. The more you pray, you're offering thanksgiving and supplication unto the living God, as well as offering the sacrifices of praise unto God. See, when you pray, you're not only just praying for certain, you're offering sacrifices of praises unto God. You're giving him all the glory for what is due to him. And it's also demonstrating that you are believing by faith that God is moving mountains for you without doubting. Ooh, hallelujah. Things like fear, trouble, illnesses, frustration, pain, sorrow, anguish, hate, jealousy, envy, even witchcraft, y'all know about it, lust of the flesh, and even the wrong people out of in your life, they need to get out of your life. And so when you pray that, and you see the thing. You don't see it right there when you pray. But if you've given your prayer, you presented it to the Lord, and you put it over there. He said, the battle is not yours. It's mine. You don't have to be fighting. All you got to do is pray. You don't have to go out there and fight nobody. All you have to do is pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The power of praying with trust God and his son, Jesus Christ. When you trust in God, when you trust in his son, you don't worry. And you put away fear. Fear have to go. Because the word says perfect love casts out fear. So all the people heard what we should fear is God. You put your life values and goals in his hand to give you direction. You put it in his hand to give you instruction. You put it in his hand to give you guidance. You put it in his hand to give you meaning and a purpose for living. Ooh, hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus.
Hmm.
The power of praying when you know that God supports her. And he will provide for her. She will grow in him. He will grow in her. Ooh, hallelujah. Grow in her. And he will provide and supply all her needs. And he will even give her the desires of her heart. Her want. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Women of all ages will have and find hope and purpose for their lives with the power of praying women. When you pray corporately, the atmosphere is shaking. There's even hallelujah. You see the changes and shifting, moving by the power and authority of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ, when we pray to God, Jesus Christ is the mediator. So he's taking our prayers, making a delivery. Ooh, hallelujah. And God fills hallelujah. And so Jesus Christ, he prays on our behalf to the Father. I am.
Yes, he does.
I am. I am. Who art in heaven, who will give and make peace by restoring harmony, joy, unspeakable joy, happiness, true happiness, and even give you a pure heart in that life. By restoring harmony, God steps in. He intercedes on your behalf. And if something going wrong, even with your children, your husband, things ain't acting right at home, when you pray, God is there. And you don't have to lose anything, and you won't have to give up what God has given you. The power of praying women knows that the Lord hears her prayer and acts upon her request and executes his Holy Spirit to bring about and produce. Prayer produces productivity. And God ordains our prayers as a means to accomplish his will. In this, all can be assured and with confidence that prayer changes things, and including our very own heart. Prayer would change your heart from a sinful heart of spirit to a prophetic heart of spirit. Ooh. Jesus.
Say that again.
The power of praying women encourages women to be true to themselves and shows them how to be faithful. If you can't be true to yourself, you can't be true to nobody else.
That's right.
You should be careful about your status. You should know what the benefits of who you are. You're a praying woman. That means you have wealth and treasure and access to the kingdom of God. The power of praying women. Praying all times the Spirit. In Ephesians 6 and 18, it says, pray at all times in the spirit with every prayer and request. And stay alert with all perseverance and intercessor for all the saints. Stay alert. When you pray, you're expecting a great movement of God. When you pray, your children will come home. The prison doors are unlocked. When the women pray. Jesus. If you got that wondering husband out there in the street, it's going to either draw him, the power of prayer is going to either draw him, or he's going to get on out of your life, or somebody else, that other man, come in there and be the husband that he is supposed to be. I like Ephesians 6:25. It says that husband, love your wife as
your wife.
Love the church and gave himself for it. Yes, trouble comes.
Mm-hmm.
Feels oppressive. Your money looking funny. Your children make longer. You may be single, the only provider of your children, and you have run out of resources. And you're looking from in that direction. But then when you get down on your knees and kneel down, the power of the Holy Ghost takes over. And the Holy Ghost will teach you and tell you just how to do things, where to go, and how to find resources to take care of you and your children. When you pray, hope comes. Hope comes. The warfare is raging. This is when you have to pray and believe and stand bold in the armor of God. And the power of praying women knows that these battles are real, but God will make a way out of no way and stop it from defeating you. You will be the conqueror. You will not be conquered. And you will have the victory because you're a praying woman. Oh, hallelujah.
Mm.
The blessing will come. You have to trust him, and he will show you a way to get it. The power of prayer women always has her armor on because she knows that not only are these physical warfare, there are also spiritual warfare going on in the mind, in the world, in confusion, battles in the mind, despair, sorrow, pain, even rejection, and that she must be strong. Prayer makes her strong, courageous in fighting these ills. Prayer gives her hope, and it turns her life around. And she has a new attitude. It's not at the highest ask because of her pain and sorrow. She doesn't have it full swing. She's not bitter. She's not blaming nobody else. But she knows that God is right there for her and with her. Because if she's a part of the kingdom of God, he is inside of her. Ooh, hallelujah. Dr. Tony Evans once said that spiritual warfare is an epic battle between good and evil that began when Satan was cast out of heaven. Confrontations escalated in the Garden of Eden, where the first man received a near fatal blow that has affected the history of God's people and the history of the world from day one, because he did not keep all of God's commandments. He let this affect. He's the cause, he and Eve, of the effect negatively of the things that's happened and going on right now. But thank God for Son Jesus Christ, who came in to fulfill the law and the scripture. Praise you, the Lord. Thank you.
Just listening to that. I mean, what woman wouldn't want don't want her life to be changed? And she sees that it doesn't matter what's going on in the world. To know that you can go to a loving God, a loving Father, a loving Savior, and you can just talk to him and cry out to him and lay in his arms and tell him all about what he already believes in by faith. That when you tell him, that he's going to do something about it. It don't happen as quick as we like for it to, but it's going to happen according to his time. Praise God. I love that. I love it. When you were using the illustration of Hannah, praise God, that's a woman who desires something that they go back and read it. They realize, just go on back where to have a baby. You know, that was an honor for a woman, and it was a disgrace if she didn't. If she didn't just do nothing about it, she wasn't the one that changed them. Praise God. And when she did all that God required her to do, see, so many people think that you know, they want God. They throw it out there, and then they do it right there. But it's more you have to do. When you ask, as the prophet said, you got to believe that what you're asking for, that God is going to do it according to his will and according to his time. But we as women, we want a powerful prayer life. This is something that has to be continually, not just when things are going bad, but all the time. Mm-hmm. But it's like, well, what happens? You said, like, what happens when a woman prays, believing that what she asked for, she receives? It's already there. She's already put it just as plain as can be. That when you, what happens is God comes and he answers. But you have to have a ear to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a heart to receive. You cannot doubt or waver. He spoke that very clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could go on and on because there are so many more. There is Mary Magdalene. I mean,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people were frowning on her. How is this little heartless? How is she going to sit up and mm-hmm. God said, let everyone, any and everyone, all come to you. So it doesn't matter what your past is. It doesn't matter
right.
what you're going through. God said that he, when he comes into your life, he makes everything new. Praise God.
Man.
And praise God. Sister, you wanna, what do you think about this? A woman, bless her heart. Y'all keep her lips up in prayer. She's a little raspy in her voice. And you know how these allergies are, but a lot. And she has a path to victory, and we're praying for her. Praise God. Praise
Amen.
God. This is
Amen.
So much throughout this word. That talks about, and you know what? One of my favorite sisters mm-hmm. and brothers on this line. I love mm-hmm. Deborah. Probably Deborah. I love her because she was a woman chosen by God, a woman of prayer, a woman that even the general in the army, he went to her petitioning what God would have him to do, and she mm-hmm. as a friend. She told him what to do, exactly what to do. But like so many more, he figured, well, I'll do it, but I want you to come with me. One thing about it, when you're going to be that, when you're going to pray and believe and trust God, we have to do it just as God did. God didn't tell Deborah to go with that general. He told the general to go and gave him instructions. But being that he chose to urge her, come with him on the battlefield. She did that, but the God gave her more instructions, letting him know that because you didn't follow the order that God had given, the enemy, his life was going to be put in the hand of another woman. But praise God, with his prayer. Go back and read it. Praise God. It's so many powerful women. It's the Bible, and you know what?
That's right. That's right.
Walking this earth today. Praise God.
Yes.
Powerful women
yes.
trust God, who petition, not a selfish prayer, not just for their own, but for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And as women,
that's right. Amen.
We should be praying for one another as the word tells us to. We should be praying for our
right.
daughters. We should be praying for our husbands. We should be praying for our president. We should be praying for those in leadership. We should be praying for those who are executives. We have to pray. And we know that, and it's sad to say, isn't it just me, ladies, but isn't it something that when you go to a place of worship, what do you see? Who do you see mostly in that place of worship?
Women.
Women. Yes. And if there's many women that be in those places of worship, will come together, put aside their foolishness, gossip, lying, hate, ways, and began to pray. Don't you know the
mm-hmm.
whole world was. And one thing about God, he responds to prayer. He responds to prayer. I don't know about God, but I talk to the Lord. I want the Lord to answer me. But it doesn't always that way, praise God, but it has to be answered one way or another. And so I just
mm-hmm.
you know, just for us being reminded that we can be those powerful women. It doesn't matter going through. It doesn't matter what you're going through. God said we can be a powerful praying women. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. And just thinking again about the power of prayer, the power of prayer, it energizes.
It energizes.
When you're weak in your body, you know, it energizes, whether it's your mind or your spirit. When you start praying, when you fall on your knees and start praying, or just wherever you are, when you start crying out to God, you feel the energy. You feel yourself being energized again. It also brings things into perspective. You know, a lot of times we think, you know, we're thinking differently. We're thinking the wrong way. And when we start to pray, when we really start to talk to God, he brings those things into perspective for us. He helps us to see things a little bit more clearly when we pray. And then also the power of prayer gives us confidence. And the prophetess hit on that. It gives us confidence. It increases our faith. It helps us when God answers our prayer, when that petition we put before him is granted, when he answers that petition, it increases our faith. And that helps us to realize that, okay, God answers that prayer. Then I've got confidence that he's going to answer a next prayer. And we also have understood that prayer is just communicating with God. It's just having a talk with God.
That's right.
It's like you might sit down and have a talk with your girlfriend or whatever. But it's just sitting down, as someone stated earlier, just talking to him, telling him what's going on with you, telling him what you would like to have, telling him how you're feeling. And he already knows, as I think that was Stephanie had spoke, he already knows, but he also wants to hear it from us. And a very important thing about the power of prayer, it invites peace and even more peace into our lives. And we know that prayer is also the foundation that we build upon. And we know that without a strong foundation, that everything around us will crumble, just like a cookie. So praying and having faith together is very, very important. So I appreciate what I've heard from these ladies today. It's really been encouraging.
Amen.
We're just hoping that lives will realize you don't have to sit back and be on the back burner. You don't have to hang your head in shame. You don't have to be disgusted. If anything, this, whenever you feel your heart is heavy, when it gets to the point where you see that it doesn't look like there's any help in sight, the Lord is standing there, and here am I. Come, the table is spread. Come, whatever it is that we need. And please don't misunderstand. It's not just women, but it's men also. It's just today we're just focusing on women. But we need our men to be continuously in prayer. Because I don't know about everyone else, but I love to hear a man pray, especially when it's over me. Praise God.
Amen.
I love to hear a man pray, calling on God, talking to him. I'm not talking about just calling by the words. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about talking to God. Because one thing we all learned is that when you petition God, remind him of his words. God answered his word. He's not going to fail you about what he said. God said, if I said it, he will bring it to pass. All we got to do is go back in the word, and we can read and see everything that God said.
Everything.
In the past, he brought it to pass. Amen.
Praise God.
Prophet, you want to put the little ice?
I was this scripture in James 5:14-16. The question was asked, and this goes for women too. Is any praying the power of praying women too? Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over, anointing him with oil, and in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick. And the Lord, when you're sick, when you're feeling bad, when you've been rejected, when you're lonely, oh, hallelujah, oh, Jesus, when it don't look like nothing is going your way, the Lord will raise
the Lord
up.
Yes,
and
he will.
If he has sins, his sins will be forgiven. If anyone has committed sins, the power of praying women. If you have committed sin, all you have to do is kneel down, pray, repent, and ask God to forgive you. That goes for the men too. God said, I'll forgive you, and I will blot your sins out. He said, I remember them no more. In other words, they've gone out into the sea of forgetfulness. And no one has the right to drown you in your past. If you've given up those things, you can't pray. If you're in sin, you're doing something, and you know that it's wrong. Okay, God said, I forgive you. Okay, stop it. If you want him to forgive you, and truly, if you truly meant it, if you truly giving up your sins away, stop doing the things that are wrong. Repent. Be forgiven and live.
Yes.
Have a prosperous life. Live a prosperous life. Live and be happy. Love. Have joy in your heart. When you experience the joy of being in the kingdom of God, it reaches heaven because it comes from heaven. And when God gives you that happiness, I don't care what kind of chaos is going on. As they say, that the it's getting too warm and all of those things, the melting things, melting. Anyway, in this world, we don't have to worry about those things. He said that nations will rise against nations. There will be wars and rumors of wars. He said that people would be saying, they're thinking that, okay, that the end is now. But the gospel of the kingdom of God has been preached everywhere. And none of those things that people are predicting are going to happen until the Lord, his time, before his time. I don't care what's going on. And the power of praying women. When you confess anybody your sins and pray for one another that you may be healed. But everybody got to be healed from something. You could be a crack addict. You could be a prostitute. If a mother child is out there prostituting her body, if a son is out there and a drug addict or whatever, doing things that is harming the body. When the power of praying women, when you pray, God will bring that son out of prison. He will bring that daughter off the street. He would turn the lives of the drug addict, whether it be a man, woman, or even children, young people. It causes suffering. It has caused so much suffering because so many people, celebrities and all, have died from this thing called this drug called fentanyl, cocaine, and heroin. That is not God. Premature death, gone too soon. If they had only known and practiced the power of prayer. So many people stray away from the truth of God's word, and they turn the scriptures into what's going to be them for their lifestyle because they don't want to say. Don't want things. If you don't want to pray, you're not willing to accept God. Woo, Jesus. So the prayer, according to James 5:14-15, it said the prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. So when you pray, you have great power, and through the executing of the Holy Ghost from the Son, Jesus Christ, all the way from the throne of God, because God is looking down. He's hearing our prayers, our petitions to him, and by the authority of his Son, the Holy Ghost, he's executing, and he's manifesting, and he's accomplishing what he sent his word out to do. When we pray to him, we have access to him. We have access like his cell phone. We have access like his telephone. We have access like Twitter and Facebook and all of these things, and YouTube, we have access to him. Just like when you're looking at television, it's all about communicating, forming a relationship in the right position, a relationship with God. No matter what's going on in your life, you have without God, nothing works. Without God, you don't know what you're going to eat tomorrow. People don't worry about those things. Mm. What you even put on. But you should pray about everything.
Power of praying women.
But when you go in your closet, you would say, Lord, what do you want me to put on today? When you rise up, when you open your eyes, you say, Lord, thank you. What will you have me to do today? Prayer will give you, just like you and I are talking on these airways, the Holy Spirit, I am, will talk to you just like we are doing on these airways. But you have to be connected. Connected to the Spirit of God. Connected to I am. To connect it to the Holy Ghost in order to extract the treasures of good from a holy God who holds and has all things. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Yes, that was, yes, that was powerful. That was so powerful.
And after that, I don't have anything else to say.
And this title was so appropriate for today, as it was the annual National Day of Prayer and the Power of Praying Women. There's nothing like a praying woman when you would hear your grandmother, your mother, on their bended knee praying for you. Where's my child? You know, pray for my child. Pray over my child. There's nothing like hearing a praying woman. And we have this other lady, Reverend Lil Broadway. She does some powerful prayers. I wish she was on the line today, but she's not on the line today. But she does some powerful, and it's just good to have praying women in your life. Because, you know, and Reverend Carolyn Williamson, also is another very powerful woman who prays and has a segment on Let's Do It Radio. But what you all put out today is like, nothing. There's so many women in the Bible who prayed. And if it wasn't the prayer of women, where would a lot of us be? And as people say, you know you're here on the prayer of your mother. You know that, boy. You know that boy, don't you? Don't you know that? You better be thankful your mama prayed for you today. How many times have you heard that? How many times have you heard that? Boy, you better be thankful your mama prayed for you, because if it wasn't for your mama, I don't know where you'd be. Boy, you'd be out there in them streets. Not S-T-R, S-K-R. Them streets. Yes, yeah, I'm serious. That's just how it is. And we're going to hear, I have a song by Reverend Ronnie Marshall called Heavenly Mind. And as prayer always takes us to heaven, it always brings down, you know, the power of God to us. So we're going to listen to this song entitled Heavenly Mind from the Don't Turn Away from God album from Reverend Ronnie Marshall.
Heavenly Mind. I have a heavenly mind.
every length of the chain. And every length that she wore, oh my Lord, she wore it in my Jesus' name. One was for the Father, one was for the Son, one was for the Holy Ghost, now we all in one. Whatever you do, do it with the heavenly love, a heavenly mind. A heavenly name, a heavenly mind.
Heaven on your lips and God in your heart. Whatever you do, that's from the Reverend Ronnie Marshall Don't Turn Away From God album. It's called Heavenly Mind. Yes, 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 yes. I'm going to go to our listeners and see if they have anything they'd like to say. We're going to start first with 0863, and if you're just listening, just say just listening. If you want to comment and tell us where you're from, you're more than welcome to do so. 0863.
Hello, I'm Audrey Fitzpatrick from Stuttgart, Arkansas, and I was just listening, but I also enjoyed the message. And I hate now that when I was coming up, all the older women that was that helped raise me or whatever that I was brought up around, all of them praying women, they all died out. But I'm so happy that my sister Sheila met her group of friends, and they are prayer warriors. So
yes,
I really depend on them a lot. Yes, yes. But I enjoyed the message today.
Well, thank you so much, Miss Audrey. Thank you again for tuning in, and I'm glad you enjoyed what you heard today, the power of the praying women. And then we're going to go to Reverend Ron. He's also joined us today. Would you like to say anything, Reverend Ron? Reverend Ron? Hello? Reverend Ron? Okay. And then from our
panel, can you hear me now?
Are we, oh, now
can
we
you hear
can.
Me?
Yes, we can. Mm-hmm. Yes, we can.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, Sister Inez, and to Lady mm-hmm. Stephanie and Prophetess May, and to all of the wonderful people that are on this line. But you know what? I like to say this right here.
What?
I've been a lot of places in my life, in and out the country,
mm-hmm.
but I've never met such a beautiful group of women in all of my life.
Mm.
Now somebody say, why you say
Uh-oh.
That? You've met all of them. Well, because they represent God out of a pure motive.
Yes.
They represent
mm-hmm.
God
mm-hmm.
out of a pure motive.
Mm.
And they bless mm. them. Not only the women are they blessing, but if a man in
yeah.
his right mind, with horse sense, if he listens to this, he can change.
Yes. Yes. Okay. And you know you have the Praying Man album, so I don't know why you... Yes.
Yeah, we got
yes.
the Praying Man album. But I'm just saying,
yes.
hey, listen, we got the Praying Man album, but Sister Inez, what these ladies are putting down all around
yes.
this world, it's going to be not only
yes.
ladies change, men's going to look at themselves mm-hmm. and change too. You know?
Right,
we need a message
right.
like they putting
yeah.
out that change everybody. You know?
Right.
So
I
just
right.
want to,
so
to say that I love them, you know, and I'm the pastor of the church where all these ladies attend, and I'm
okay.
telling you, I'm
uh-huh.
one happy pastor to hear that there
Amen.
Are members in the church, prophetess, and missionaries,
yes.
and young people that are actually
yes.
doing what God called them to do in the kingdom. And I'm also
Amen.
Glad for Apostle Steve Jackson from out of Texas, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a beautiful
mm-hmm.
thing, and
mm-hmm.
I'm grateful. And all I can say is keep up the good work, and I'm going to do like a pastor's supposed to do. I'm going to sit back, listen, learn, and push the program.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Reverend Ron. Amen. And I had from a listener that says, I am at work, but I got off the phone with an applicant. And look at God. She is a believer. God had me speaking to her life and praise. Please share that. God always makes a way. So I want to thank that listener as well for giving us those words. And do we have any last words from our panel?
Well,
ladies?
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. We just thank God for this opportunity. We're yet growing. We have not arrived, but we are striving
yes.
with everything we have. And we can't do it without praying, trusting,
yes.
and also
yes.
listening and learning. So we just thank God
yes.
for this opportunity that we can share what God has given us to you. And again, we
yes.
say thank you, and God bless.
Thank you. And before I do announcements and go into the long, drawn-out stuff through, does anyone mind praying before I go through the announcements? And then if you want to leave the line, you're more than welcome to leave the line. But I'd like to have prayer from somebody before we head through the announcements.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come again in the name of Jesus. We come, Father, giving you glory, honor, and praise for all things. We thank you, God, for this day. We thank you, God, for this woman of God on the radio station on today, God.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for all the listeners, Father, and that you will move on everyone.
Thank you.
God. Father, we're asking that prayers will bombard heaven,
thank
Lord,
you.
After this. We pray that every man, woman, boy, and girl that's on this line, Father,
yes,
that they
yes,
will begin,
yes.
Lord, to seek you in earnest prayer, in fervent prayer, God. Lord, we pray, God, for those
yes.
who are on this line to be saved, God, that they will repent and turn to you, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being the God that you are to us. And we just thank you, Heavenly Father, for all you've done and for all that you're going to do. Give you glory, honor, and praise forever. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Thank you. And we will not have a live radio show next week, but I may rerun one of the segments from the show as I'll be traveling. So for next Thursday, I'm thinking the one we had, I've seen like 103 people have listened to the segment. Which one is that? Let me get my story straight. There's 103 listeners. I haven't seen that many people who listen, and that was the God's Ideal Woman. So I'll probably rerun that one again so it can be heard over the airways, the highways and the byways, so people can hear that again as well. And April the 2nd is going to be a rerun. May the 8th is going to be Second Sunday Service with Pastor B, A Time to Decree, and she's out of Little Rock, Arkansas. And we're going to do a rerun for that so that the ladies can enjoy their mothers on Mother's Day and they don't have to worry about preaching their hearts out on that day. So I'm going to rerun a service for that. And that's 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern on May 10th. As Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. And that's 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. This last week, we had a men's session. There were some strong men talking about being stronger and coming together and having a men's group, you know, and being able to talk on the radio, because some young men don't have older men to talk to and to go to. And so I think they're going to band together and try and get more young men and more men, I should say, all the way around to band together, so they will have an outlet as well. And then on May 11th, we'll have Bible study with Reverends Carolyn and Rodney McCullough. It's 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern. And let's support Reverend Ron Marshall with his Don't Turn Away From God album through iTunes, CD Baby on Amazon, and all music media. And you heard one of the songs today, and probably at the end I'll play the Don't Turn Away From God song from his album. Again, a big thank you to our guests from the View of the Kingdom, Stephanie Jordan, Prophetess Mae Carroll, Shawana Williams, and Sheila Owens Brown on the Prayer of Praying Women on today, National Prayer Day. And don't forget to set your time to next week as I say, do a rerun, but at least you'll be able to hear the God's Ideal Woman at 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern. And if you have a topic you'd like to discuss, let's talk about it. You can email us at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. And don't forget to share all of these segments on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, because I do that before every day. I share them so we can get people out there on all our social media platforms. And you can also listen to any previous episodes on demand by going to the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, and on the right hand, click on the radio icon, and you could pick any episode from day one when Let's Do It Radio started. So they've got lots and lots and lots of different topics out there. So we've got history, we've got everything. So I'll let you go out there and peruse and choose. And again, thank you to all of you, the worldwide listeners, for joining us. And if you got something on your chest, don't keep it to yourself. But join us again on Miss Inez Says next Tuesday. Let's talk about it, and we can be discussing your topic. So peace be unto you. Be happy in the skin you're in. And oh yeah, give something away free, like a smile. And watch the value of that person you smile to appreciate. And if you're going to be anything, be kind. So thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. We're going to go out on Don't Turn Away From God, and that's coming from the Don't Turn Away From God album from Reverend Ronnie Marshall, as he speaks on the fourth Sundays of each month. So here's his Turn Away From God.
about road to May make me blue. I'll live. Christian life, oh Lord. That is all the things that are sexable.
Yes. And if you'd like to sow a seed to Let's Do It Radio, you can send it to Cash App, $ANAISEVALCOUR. That's $ANAISEVALCOUR. So we can keep this Let's Do It Radio online. Thank you. Have a blessed day. Have a happy Mother's Day. And love each other, love your mother. And if you don't have a mother, pray up to your mother and love someone else's mother. Amen.
Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us to understand and strengthen us to provide for ourselves and our communities by working together. It takes each and every one of us to come together as the kings and queens that we are and have always been. Thank you.